The last section of compulsory education is about exams and certificates.
义务教育的最后一部分是关于考试和证书。
Pupils are assessed by national curriculum tests at the end of each key stage.
在每一个学习阶段结束时，学生将接受国家课程测试的评估。
For example, pupils will sit 11 plus exam to start secondary education after finishing key stage 2.
例如，在完成第二学习阶段后，学生将参加 11 plus 考试，并开始中学教育。
Most secondary schools are comprehensive schools, which admit children without reference to their academic abilities, while some other secondary schools are grammar schools, which select children from the 11 plus exam.
大多数的中学都是综合性学校，他们在招收学生时不用考虑学生的学术能力。而另外的一些中学是文法学校，他要从 11 plus 考试当中挑选学生。
And those who show academic potential could be chosen by grammar schools, where the emphasis is on advanced academic work, rather than the more general and practical curricula of the comprehensive schools.
而在 11 plus 考试中表现出学术潜力的学生，可以被强调高水平的学术学习的文法中学录取，而综合性中学则更多地进行一些普通课程和实用课程的学习。
Pupils will be assessed by levels of achievement acquired at General Certificate of Secondary Education, GCSE, level after finishing the Key Stage 4.
完成第四学习阶段的学生将通过普通中等教育证书 GCSE 级别的成绩而被评估。
Having completed GCSEs, pupils have a choice of whether to continue with further education at school or college through AS level, A level, or vocational qualifications in GNVQs, General National Vocational Qualifications, or just to undertake employment.
获得普通中等教育证书后，学生可以选择在校的继续学习，获得 AS 级。及中学准高级水平考试 ，A 级及中学高级水平考试，或者获得职业资格证书及 GNVQ 全国普通职业资格证书，又或者可以选择直接就业。
The stages after Key Stage 4 are called Further Education and Higher Education. We'll talk about next time.
第四学习阶段之后的阶段称为继续教育和高等教育，我们将在下次课进行讨论。